crazy.
No, it is. They hate it.
That's crazy.
They hate it. Speaking of mean people, because everyone loves when you talk relationship stuff, so I'm going to bring it to that. So we were talking about how now it's cool for women to be mean. And a couple of guys in this room agreed.
Yeah, I think it's true.
So, I mean, I don't know about it because I'm a nice girl.
You know about it.
No, I don't.
You are in
this wonderful person
realm. You lucky as hell if my mean ass like you. You heard that line before.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true. That's true.
Then they tell you I was a savage. You heard that line before.
That's true.
Why is that cool for women? And you got little kids adopting that. Like little people. So one of my homegirls the other day said something about a dude is trying to holler, but he not being as persistent as she would like.
Mm.
I'm like, fam, y'all killed that by calling niggas thirsty.
Mm. That's true.
So now it's a fine line between a bugaboo ass nigga or being somebody that's persistent trying to get something that you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, yeah. It's a fine line. You know what I'm saying? Between stalker and damn, he won me over.
Yeah, well, I think there is a difference, right? Like, to me, there is a difference,
I'm
right?
Listening.
Like,
if I find out where you work and I send you flowers to your job.
Now, see, I have like 10% toxicity in me. I would like that.
Find out where you work.
If I find
I would like that.
If I like you.
I would like that.
And I want to send you flowers to where you work. In the 70s, that's some fly shit.
Yeah, not now.
Today? Bitch, I ain't tell that nigga where I work at. That nigga a stalker. Yeah. And it also depends on how fly the nigga is, too.
That's
the nigga's fly and some fly shit.
Definitely the part.
Bro.
I don't know. Maybe I'm old school. I like stuff like that. You send me flowers.
You like it from the right person, though, right?
Well, I mean, if we have that connection.
It ain't no connection.
Ain't no, yeah,
I don't know you yet.
I'm just sending
this them. Is my introduction.
No, see, but I'm scared of stalkers, period. So I watch a lot of Law and Order. Like, it's coming from a different, you know... That depends, but if we went on a date and we had a good connection,
that's different.
Y'all already cracked the surface.
I get why. I know why a lot of it is happening, though. Like, so I don't want to just kick women because I want to show.
Why is it happening? Go home.
What, the mean women?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have any women be mean? I feel like women aren't mean to you. Are they mean?
They try.
They try to be mean to you?
That shit don't work.
What do you do?
I'm mean.
That's valid. So why is this happening?
Yeah, I don't like friendly bitches.
See? So he's part of the problem. He wants them to be mean.
If you're overly friendly, that's like whole shit to me. If you're just nice to every nigga, I don't really.
No, but because I'm a nice person.
You can be nice and nigga, you ain't got a woman can be nice to a nigga, mm-hmm. and that nigga ain't got a snowball chance in Africa of getting no pussy.
Yeah, 100%. See, I'm a
so
nice.
I'm leading on.
No.
Being nice ain't leading on, and that's what be leading to these mean girls.
What?
You being nice and having a conversation and being cordial, and then saying, "Hey, nice to meet you," and I go about my business, and I was pleasant, and I was polite, and I was cool.
Yep.
Ain't no different than if I met a new girl and the girl was pleasant, polite, and cool to the new girl.
If I fire off in your DM, mm-hmm. "Hey, how you doing?" and you respond
it's
back,
different.
"Hey, da-da-da. My next thing is, let's get a drink."
Well, that's different. I mean, like, in person, because I'm nice to men. That has happened to me.
A girl you don't find attractive. That you don't find attractive.
I don't find attractive, okay?
Right?
You'll be mean to her?
Nah, I'm nice to a couple monkey-looking bitches.
But if another girl saw you being nice to her, they would say that you're leading her on. No, I'm just being polite to her.
You're right. I just don't want to hurt her feelings.
I'm just being polite. I'm a nice person. I don't gotta wanna fuck you, and the only people that I'm nice to is the girls that I wanna fuck. No, I'm nice to everybody
that's
that comes around my circumference.
No, that's the
what
problem.
What if they cross the line?
What do you mean?
Then you could check them without being a dick. Nah, sweetie, I got a girlfriend. Uh-huh. They've been hitting us with the boyfriend line since fucking we was in kindergarten.
See, no, I don't do that. I just ghost.
That's mean.
No, it's not grown because now I want to keep that person around me because that person could be the plug to this.
I just never speak to that person again.
We might have a great friendship.
No, I just...
Me and that girl could have a great friend.
That's true.
I got mad platonic female friends. We could have a great friendship.
Do you believe a female could be friends with a male?
Yes. That was
Yeah. Awesome.
I had some.
Yeah.
One of my closest friends, we've been friends since the 7th grade.
How's she look?
She's bad. I would never even remotely pop.
Okay.
And I can't say with absolute certainty, but I think it's the same for me. I think she would never in a million years give me no pussy.
Yeah, I think you could be friends with the opposite sex.
All right. Would you be cool with your girl being best friends with the nigga?
I had a girlfriend who her best friend was a dude.
And you was cool with it?
Yeah.
You don't like that.
He could be in my house when I ain't there.
Whoa, no, not me. Not me. No. I said it in two languages.
He could be in my house. English and Spanish. Bro, I think that trust goes
I'm not with that either.
Yo, dog,
trust or not, like you don't like even with my ex, like I was cool, like he had friends I was cool with, but if he's not home, like his friends are not to be in my crib. Like there's a certain line of respect. Like
would you let him take a trip with him?
What?
Like he said he had a female that was cool with a guy. So she said, hey, I'm going to Jamaica with my homeboy.
That's ridiculous. That's too far.
I don't know.
That's too far. What?
I'm not sure.
That screams balcony sex.
No, why? Let me tell you why. Because I have female friends that I've gone on trips with. I got a girl's like my sister. She's been drunk in the bed. We sleep in Belize in the bed together. No hugs, no kisses, no nothing.
How she look?
She pretty. I'll show you her.
No, I believe what you're saying because you don't have no reason to lie.
I'm saying for me, I've experienced these things. I've gone on multiple trips.
You say you like him.
My dog, I've gone on multiple trips with bad chicks and we didn't do nothing. I'm dead ass. So I
shit. You don't drink.
Nah, I don't drink. But even when I
shit, I need me to find me some male friend like that. Yeah.
And me and went on a trip. You think I try to pop you?
No.
No, she's different though, because she's like one of the homies.
Not different.
I'm not sleeping in the bed with her though.
Okay, thank you. At least give me something.
Don't do that. I'm not gonna say that.
You get what I'm saying? Like I've experienced. That's why I'm saying I think it's possible because I've experienced. And my feelings about this is, yo, dog, if you don't trust your, like, it's niggas that'll be like, yo, all these rich niggas gonna be there. My girl can't go.
Oh, no, that's insecurity.
That's my insecurity.
Your insecurity is loud. That means you can't trust your girls to be around the wolves. She don't need to be.
That she
a
don't
girl.
Need to be 100 million%.
You heard the freestyle Fab just put out? He just
no. I gotta listen.
That nigga said something about. Don't bring her around the wolves. It was crazy. I agree.
If she's for you,
Hakuna Matata, nigga, get over there with the hyenas.
No. If she's for you,
trust levels are very high.
No. But if she's for you, none of that will matter. When I worked at XXL, I was in a relationship.
Got your bitch.
No, listen.
Have you been hurt?
Yes.
Like extreme hurt.
Fucked up, crying in the bathroom, lost 30 pounds, the whole shit.
And you still trust?
Yes, nigga, because listen.
You have to at some point.
Dog, how do you have a real relationship if you're not willing to be vulnerable?
Yeah, come on
it's
now.
It's not a real relationship.
I mean, it takes time to get over it,
can't be vulnerable with your girl.
She shouldn't be your girl. She should not be. No, I would say that. She shouldn't be your girl.
If you don't fully trust your chick.
If you can't be vulnerable and if you can't trust her, she shouldn't be your girl. Because at the end of the day, I'm tired of hearing about men saying that women throw shit in their face. Like, I've never done that.
If you was rich, you'll let your man borrow a mill?
If I was rich, would I let my man borrow a mill?
Two mill, 3 mill, 4 mill. Whatever.
It's my friend, it's my man.
Your man.
He was there for me when I needed him?
All of.
Yeah.
So that means your girl's been there, hopefully, your girl's been there when you needed her. Yeah. How you don't trust your girl?
So I've had women that give me the world. But I know what I've been.
I've done to other niggas' girls, so it's in the back of your mind what a nigga could do to your girl.
I can't.
Been there, done that. Sneakers in the hat. What I'm saying is, fam, I think that my girl should recognize in me that I'm not really somebody that they should fumble.
Amen.
I hope. Right.
So you're saying that she would hold you at high value?
I would hope. That it's like, yo, dog.
Well, that's why he might
not be able to find another one of these. So I ain't going to really fuck up. Cool? Even if she don't. Okay. I also feel like that me, being a judge of character, picked somebody that would carry themselves in a certain way. Now, again, I'm sure any nigga up here to fuck somebody chick before. Right? Tons of them.
For sure.
So, yeah, it could be naive. But again, yo, that's life. We moving on naivete in some instances. Niggas start businesses. It take a little bit of naivete to say y'all can start this business and make it pop.
Or risk.
Same shit. You get what I'm saying? So I just think that, yo, you should hold yourself to a certain standard to say, I ain't pick no dusty ass flubber-dub that a nigga just waving a basketball could go fuck my chick. Now, a nigga could lean on your chick for a couple weeks, a month or two, and potentially...
That's not true. I'm going to tell my story, first of all.
I get him.
No, but listen, I was in a very long relationship, and when I started in the hip-hop industry, I was around a lot of guys that had money, opportunity, and none of that fazed me because I was locked in. There are women out here that are still like that.
But do you cheat?
No. We had this conversation before. All right,
so if your nigga's cheating on you, mm-hmm. do you cheat back?
No. I mean, have I wanted to? Yes. I'm not going to sit here and lie.
Wow.
Because it feels like a get back, right? I had this conversation with one of my friends.
And you ain't gonna tell him?
Yeah, let me right. finish.
It's a get back if you tell
but
him.
Let me finish. Well, but let me finish. But sometimes the get back isn't always letting him know. Sometimes it's about keeping it in the back of
you
your head.
Get him back.
No, you ain't getting back. He don't know.
He don't know that you got him back.
You didn't
but
get you him know, back.
But sometimes
that was your justification
all you
to fuck Keith that be smelling like heaven that be wearing the fuck out that suit when he passed your desk.
Right.
That ain't a get back, nigga.
I don't know nothing about that. I don't do that. Listen, have I wanted to? Yes. I have thought about it. Yes. I'm not gonna sit here and lie.
So you have never?
No. Because listen, at the end of the day, like even when I was with my ex, like when he got me, I wasn't in the streets like that. So for me to open myself up to do something like that with someone is a big deal. So you know what I mean? Like,
so what's your get back? When they do you wrong?
When my ex would do me wrong, my get back, I'm not proud of it, but it was some toxic shit, like the arguing. I may like lock you out the crib. I have popped a tire or two in my day. That type of shit.
I mean, that's a nice
I'll do all that.
No, that's a trade-off. Yo, I pop a bitch, you pop a tire, I got 200.
I mean, right. You know, like, honestly,
I got
like,
that's... that window, mama.
So yeah.
And as long as there wasn't, like, a weapon in the household, you know, you were fine.
You look a little violent.
You do.
A little bit. But I ain't giving it away.
So
not
I'm
saying
stab
it's
you,
right.
But I'm gonna just keep my
100%. And I'm not saying I'm like that now, but that yes, that was my mentality. Like you ever seen Goodfellas where she'd be like, "She'll kill you, she ain't gonna leave you, but she might kill you." Like that used to be my mentality. Like that was the type of
his
person
method
I used
works
because
he's a good guy. So what he's saying is,
I think you're like, you're all, we're all you guys are all good guys. I'm surrounded by good men in this room, aren't I?
Yeah, nah, I'm sworn.
Come on.
What he's
yes.
Right, but what he's saying is he knows that his girl would recognize his value because he's a good guy.
Right.
So maybe she's not going to risk that.
But it's bullshit because females feel like that too. Oh, my man wouldn't do nothing with no dusty bitch like this, right?
She's
he got
supposed
all that,
to feel that way, though.
Which, nine times out of ten, though, I don't know.
But you should. That's how you're supposed to feel about your significant other. You're not supposed to be
You
like,
have
yeah.
light blue socks on with dark blue sweatshirt?
My nigga, I'm just... Yo, I got here.
I'm just saying, yo, you could at least have done all white. Okay, no, but continue.
I was in Jersey City,
but continue what
home,
you were saying.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
But, I'm sorry.
That's how people supposed to feel.
You should feel that way. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Whether it's true or false, you should supposed to feel that your man, when he go outside with his boys, ain't think about them bitches.
And that's the mentality I used to have too. Look, when my man goes out, you won't hear from me. Now, if the sun is up and you're not home, you won't hear from me, and it's not gonna be very nice. But at the end of the day, you go out.
I'm like that.
No, but you go out. You will not one time. I will not text you. I will not call you. But I will. Now, and the sun is up. You know, I'm thinking, did you get pulled over? I used to be genuinely worried. Like genuinely worried because
was he a street nigga?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's a different.
So
a different
I used to
topic.
Be genuinely worried. Other than that,
but
you go out, have a ball.
You really don't have no curfew.
Yeah, ain't no curfew.
Because if the money start coming, I'm not coming in the house.
Okay, but if it's time for breakfast,
the money coming.
What?
I'm eating bacon.
Yeah, with me. With me.
About?
You should be eating bacon
no,
with
no,
me.
That's
no,
giving, that's giving like
and a Belgian waffle.
So
no,
listen,
but
I'm not.
Maybe I want a Bloody Maria. Like.
All right, well, you'll get that when I come in the house.
That's what tequila instead of vodka.
What I'm saying is, I don't believe in. This is going to sound so fake. I try to do unto others as I want them to do.
That doesn't sound fake at all.
Whoever.
That doesn't sound fake at all.
So I try to beat.
Talk to him when the camera goes.
You need to talk to him right now. I try to beat the son home. I've always done it.
Even if in my sky 20s, is pink.
My 30s, there's been times where, you know, some shit happened and I didn't get home before the sun, but I try to be as respectful as possible.
Yes, yes.
I try to be as respectful as possible.
When it has to do with your career, how do you handle it?
What career?
What's the question?
Like, just the whole coming home thing. Like, me as a videographer, sometimes I got to shoot something.
No,
like
work is work. I'm talking about socially.
But still, if like my line of work, I'm around models that's stripping and all that. So mm-hmm. I'm coming home in the morning. I left at night, come home in the morning.
Yo, dog, that's not social. You at work. You working overnight tonight. I don't look at it if it's the same.
You can't tell no female that, though.
That's not true. My girl worked overnight before.
That's not true.
My girl's an RN. She worked overnight. I'm asleep.
Oh, yeah. She not.
You get what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. Yo, for some people, they think you fucking. And you fucking mama, go ahead and fuck, man. I'm asleep. It's nothing I can do.
I think it's different. If you have a woman that's about her business and she's out in the streets getting work done, then she understands what comes with the territory. So when you got to do it...
I still believe everybody cheats.
I don't want to believe that. I don't want to believe that. Okay. I don't want to believe that.
But it's different forms of cheating, no?
There are different forms.
She might not fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe she put hard eyes under a nigga picture. Maybe
no.
She liking niggas picture.
Not
maybe
all women do that. First of all, that's hard cheating, eyes too. Under a man's photo when you got a man crazy. Is some corny shit. That's corny.
What about DMing?
Corny.
Anything that you got to hide from your significant other is a form of cheating.
Yeah.
So let me say for the camera, because no one can hear that, anything that you have to hide from your partner, it is a form of cheating.
I think the two people dictate what cheating is.
But then, yeah, I mean, it could be tailored to
my girl like a nigga picture, he ain't got no shirt on, he on the beach, and she like it, we got an issue.
No, we had this conversation.
Fucking right.
No.
What you like about that picture?
Nigga got his body.
Why you like his body?
You ain't got his body.
I got it.
Maybe the... There's a palm tree with a coconut.
I don't look at...
No way.
Like there's a palm tree with a coconut, and it looks scenic.
And I see my girl like the nigga picture that's handsome. I don't give a fuck.
I agree.
She can't put no... She can't put no heart eyes under the nigga picture. She can't put no prayer hands and none of that shit under the nigga picture. She could like a nigga picture. Yo, dog, my girl will send me another girl picture that got a badass body.
That's different.
What's the difference?
Because that's making me think you want a threesome.
No, my girl don't want no threesome.
I ain't doing that.
Yo, listen. My girl likes certain niggas. I know the niggas that my girl like. When the niggas come on TV, my girl could be in the bathroom. I'd be like, boo, your boy on. Come look at your boy.
But what if it's a nigga that's reachable?
Everybody reachable.
No, everybody's not reachable. Denzel ain't reachable.
That's a good point.
What if it's a reachable nigga? What
I
if...
don't give a fuck. I'm not lying, yo. So it's gonna sound like I'm friend.
I believe you.
I don't give a fuck.
If you like a picture of a girl twerking and mm-hmm. you like it, mm-hmm. your girl might feel like, why? What you like about that?
I'll send that picture to my girl. That's me and my girl could be outside. She'd be like, look at her
depends
ass.
On the it depends on the relationship.
She'd be like, look at her ass. And my girl don't like girls. You got eyes, my nigga. Yo, listen.
No, I
know if
like
a nigga
too.
Handsome. Every nigga in this room know if a nigga handsome. I'm not going to say, yo, that nigga sexy. But I say, yo, the nigga's a handsome nigga.
I'm with you, though. I'm not the type of female, but like, oh, look at her ass. No, you look at it, but don't let me see you looking at it.
Why?
Are you cool?
Because it's a respect factor.
That's not disrespectful if I got eyes.
If I'm with you and you out here looking at a bitch's ass, that is disrespectful.
Let me ask you a question.
I agree.
That is disrespectful. I don't give a fuck. Look, but you ain't got to crack your neck and don't let me fucking catch you looking at this bitch. Nah, it is.
Let me ask you a question.
You're human. You have eyes. She got a fat ass, G-string, stretch pants. I got it. Do it like this, motherfucker. Don't do this. Don't let me catch you. Out of respect. Because if a man walked by me and you got a fucking pot belly and this motherfucker got a six-pack, I ain't never breaking my neck. Now, I may look from the corner.
Listen to this.
But you ain't never going to catch me disrespecting you.
See, young girl, like, see where my brain at? Look, where my brain at?
No.
When she walked by, I'm going to be like... Damn.
See, that's a way to get out of it.
That is a way to get out of it. Fuck out of here. Look from your peripheral.
But I didn't
you
finish.
Looking this way, just...
Bianca, I didn't finish. When that nigga walk by with the crazy six pack, ooh, look at that nigga shit look nice. I need to get this motherfucking pot belly gone. I want my shit to look
and
like
that's a lot.
I'm going to show you that nigga stomach. No,
and you know, as your woman, I'm going to be like, fuck that. I like all of this. I've done that plenty of times. This motherfucker was on his biggest Suge Knight. And I'd be like, fuck that. I like all of this, baby.
I can acknowledge a successful nigga. Yo, Ice-T said some shit a long time ago. I was a kid. Ice-T said some shit. He said, yo, if you see a nigga with a fly car, if you see a nigga with a nice coat, if you see a nigga that's doing his thing, and you turn your head not to look at that nigga, you a fucking hater. Why not walk up to that nigga and be like, yo, my nigga, that jacket is hard, my nigga.
I agree with you.
Yeah, my nigga, that's different.
I've been in a club with a nigga.
You should
get
celebrate
that fly
people.
Ass coat Absolutely. Away from me, yo. Go to the other side of the club. Don't bring that fly ass coat over here, nigga, getting all the bitches. Go over there.
That's fine. I'm gonna give a nigga that is different. But that's different. It's not involving someone in your relationship. I could see a bitch, I'm like, that bitch is bad.
No, I just said
that bitch got a fat ass. That bitch, you see, she has no
indigestion. That nigga six pack.
No. Okay.
He worked for that. That shit
but
is dope.
It's
but that's
different.
You acknowledging it, not her.
I'm going to show her.
And you know what?
Oh, that nigga stop
and you know what? She going to be like, yeah, well, that's Mr. nice. Prime. But I'd rather Mr. all of this. I'd rather all of this. This is a real man. That
fronting.
No, it's not fronting. Because for me, if I have my, if I'm in love with you, I don't give a fuck what this man looks like.
What would you prefer?
What do you mean?
The six pack or the pot belly?
Six pack.
It th- no, no, not necessarily, because I don't like super muscular dudes anyway.
I'm asking you a question. Your I'm telling you. A six pack and not be super muscular.
It depends. See, it, for me, it's not based on looks per se. The looks help, but no, I'm trying to explain to you that for me, listen, I'm telling you.
We're not talking about the mentals and the personality.
But that's how I operate. But that's how I operate.
From a physical space, what would you prefer on your dude?
I don't. I can't say that because because the physical is not only what I look.
I didn't say it was. Nobody, hopefully, in here only cares about the physical.
And plus, six
but there's some shit we prefer.
No, not necessarily. Because if he got a six pack, that means I gotta have a four pack, and I ain't that dedicated.
No, you don't.
I think so.
What do you prefer?
Thank you.
I just like a regular. He don't have to have six pack. I like arms.
Bianca's front
no,
right
listen.
Now.
I'm telling you, I like arms. You ain't gotta have a six pack, but I like a nice. I like arms.
All right, so cool. The nigga walking through with the biceps and triceps and shit cut up. You see the little horseshoe and the shit on the tricep area. Nigga walk through with the tank top on, looking like he just did 12 years, and he come home, right? Nigga,
not,
nigga got the nice back and all that shit.
No, but I don't like that. I like a guy that has it, but is like timid, right? And he's like, oh, I don't want to show everyone. But look at this little piece of my muscle hanging out the shirt. I'm trying to cover it. All right,
so homeboy walked
in. I like a guy that's fly, but he doesn't really know he's fly.
You got it, fam.
I'm just telling you what I like.
You got it, fam.
I'm just telling you what I like.
I got to get his levels of trust, though.
I think that...
Well, the trust is different.
It's a logic thing for me. Like, it's nothing you... Yo, dog, if you ain't going to chain your chick up to the Reddit... All right, so look, a lot of this come from my experience.
What type of black, what is it, black snake?
It comes from my experiences. If a chick want to fuck, she going to fuck. My nigga, I've met a girl that had a job, and she'll take a half day to fuck. A girl will go in late to fuck. Yeah. It's girls that live with their man, and they working on a big project. They get off work, they go fuck. You get what I'm saying? So I already know that if my girl want to fuck this dude, nothing on God's green earth I could do to stop her from fucking this dude other than be my best self. If that's not a good enough, it's not good enough.
And vice versa.
If she fuck, taking a bath.
That's a different conversation.
wait, let's have this conversation. Can you forgive something like that?
See, I've been hurt. No, so I don't know how, his levels
possible.
Of hurt.
Because Skilla Baby was saying here, and he said that. He said, depending on what I'm with you for, if you make me happy and I'm not with you for sex, I'm with you because you make me happy and you cheat on me, I'll probably still stay with you. I don't agree with that, but I'm not gonna say that I have never stood through something like that. I'm not gonna say that. But that's not necessarily something I'm...
If you cheat on me, if you cheat, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
I'm gonna get you back for that shit. And we're never gonna be in the same space we were once in.
Well, I think that goes for a lot of people. We'll never be the same, of course.
And are you my girl or you decide? It depends. But if you cheat while I'm calling you my girl to the world.
Did you just say something about a side cheating on you?
No, I'm saying if you my side.
He did.
Yeah.
How the fuck can you cheating if you're a side joint?
I'm explaining. Possible. Yeah. Like, if I got a side joint and she telling me she ain't really doing nothing, if I'm doing something, you cheated. Wait, you cheated. Right? Wait. You never heard of a side joint cheating?
Hold on, man. I don't want to take my sweater off. I'm hot. Like,
yo, you're
stupid, son. That's crazy. A side piece cheating? Oh, all y'all motherfuckers are sick. If someone is a side piece.
You never been a side piece?
No.
Not knowingly.
Not knowingly. No, matter of fact.
You about to
nah,
lie.
I'm lying. Wait me one time.
How old are you?
How dare you?
And you in New York City. You been a nigga side piece.
First of all, I was in a relationship for 15 years. What are you talking about? From the age of 22 to...
Okay.
Don't tell your age.
So, no. All right. I gotta do the math. So what I'm saying is I wasn't, like, really in these streets like that. Okay. Like, you talking... You know what I'm saying? Like,
when you jumped off the porch and stepped on the concrete, you've been in this office. Yo, it's
no,
cool.
No. Maybe I've had one instance where it's, like, it was, like, a gray line.
Right? So how are you able to still trust?
Wait a minute. First of all, y'all still ain't explained.
But I've cheated on people, and then I've not cheated on people.
So you believe whatever you do, they can do?
That's a different question.
See, I don't believe it.
No, I was saying
what
that.
What you mean?
No, that was a good question. No, he said different. First, he asked me, yo, you've been cheated on. Mm-hmm. But you don't. And I said, but I've also not cheated on people. I've cheated on some and not cheated on others. You get what I'm saying? So that particular chick got cheated on. This particular chick did not. So
did you end up getting what you wanted or did you end up getting what you settled for? So I feel like me, I fuck over on most of the good girls and end up like with the whores for some reason.
So I think I don't like the word settle, personally.
Okay.
I think it's a bad word. Settle. I think because anybody in a relationship settles. Mm. I believe that nobody gets what they want in a relationship. I think you're going to get some of what you want and some of what you don't. And you're going to settle for the shit that you don't because the wants outweigh that.
I agree.
Like,
okay.
Shorty's bad, she's smart, she's funny, the head is trash. You not gonna not fuck with her because the head trash.
Oh, yeah, I need the head. I'm not gonna fuck with you with the head trash.
All right.
Stop.
Shorty is got great head, smart, good job. She might not be as smart as, well, she might not be as funny as you like. She might be a little too dry.
I need funny. All
right, so, you single?
Yeah, right.
What I'm saying? Yo, dog, we all settle. So I don't like when women be like, yo, I ain't going to settle. And that's why you 50 and you single. Because in real
you
world...
You don't know what that situation was like. Maybe she tried.
I don't think I've ever been single. You been single before?
Yeah. In real life application, okay. We settle. Every nigga's girlfriend does something that he could like not it. Necessarily...
When this camera go off, I'm going to ask him some shit.
You get what I'm saying?
You need to ask
my nigga,
right
I'm
now.
Telling the truth.
No, bro, no,
yo, my girl, I have a girl. It's some things my girl could do better. It's some things I could totally do without that my girl do to aggravate the fuck out of me.
And vice versa
but
for
again,
probably her.
The goods out. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I know I could be close. Yeah, right, so right. I think that if I don't even want to say 80-20 because that's cliche, but dog, if you got, it's deal breakers for me. I'm a nerd. So you got to be able to talk to me.
Right, right.
Like I talk a lot. So once I'm comfortable, I'm going to talk your head off. You got to be able to talk. If you can't talk to me, mm-hmm. Right? Like, you got to be silly. I'm silly. So, you know, niggas be cool on the camera. You fuck around, be ass naked doing a running man in front of your chick. You know what I'm saying? Nobody sees that side of you, but shorty.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a vulnerability
yeah, it's true.
Thing.
It's true.
You
right,
know what I'm saying? I'm a silly dude. So, if you not silly like me, if you can't catch my jokes, you get what I'm saying? It's just certain. I like traveling. Agree. People that's not open to traveling and learning the world, we not going to go far.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, I chase bread. And you got to be willing to grow and learn and step outside your comfort zone to get this money with me because I want to live at 50 and 60 like motherfucking Barack and Michelle, my nigga. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. I want to potentially have a house in Spain and have a house in this place and have a house in this place. If that's not a part of what you see yourself trying to aspire to become, it's going to be hard for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just keeping it a buck.
Okay.
So for me, God willing, 49 next week.
Amen, amen.
Some of the surface shit to me, it ain't where I held it when I was 30.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't where I held it when I was 30. So that's just where I am. So again, I think that we don't check every box. You know how many girls won't tell a nigga they sex is mediocre because it'll crush him? So she sit there in front like he busting her ass. He ain't really busting that bitch ass. Rakim really got the good dick. But they won't do that. Won't tell that nigga.
But knowing that, how do you trust?
Because if she really fuck with you.
You believe in God?
Yes.
You trust.
If she really fuck with you.
I believe in him for a reason.
It's fake.
The girls don't really give me.
No, but if she really.
Yo, he dead ass. He like.
If she really fuck with you and your sex is mediocre, as long as you can get to a certain point, you okay.
Bro, it's mad.
It's true.
When you get fly with the chicks,
don't look at me like that.
Most of these niggas got mediocre dick.
For sure.
When you get fly with the homies, most of you women got mediocre box.
Oh God, we had this conversation the last time you were here.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I agree. Girl,
I wouldn't know.
For these niggas, making these niggas think that they knocking the bottom out of that shit, and he ain't.
No, but vice
nigga,
versa,
she likes you.
Yeah,
she
absolutely.
Likes you.
Absolutely, you know, that makes a difference.
She go in the bathroom and play with her vibrator after y'all fuck. She likes you.
Oh, if a bitch pull a vibrator out after we fuck, this shit is over.
What about during?
During,
I think is okay.
During, I'm all right.
I think during
I'm
is all
right
okay.
During.
Bruh.
I think we fuck. I think that who we like the most, we fuck the best.
Well, yeah, duh.
Not for me. That's not true.
I'll fuck a side bitch better than
this motherfucker don't give a shit. what do you mean?
No, there's girls that I've had amazing sexual chemistry with. I didn't like them the most. There's girls that I have had great sex with.
You kissing everybody?
No. Yeah. I kiss you. I don't deep kiss everybody.
If you give me
head,
what? I'm
deep
not
kiss,
kissing
Tom?
You after. Right. If you give me head, I'm not kissing you after. I don't want to.
What?
How old are you?
47.
Come on, my nigga.
If you like that with her?
If I nut in your mouth, I'm not
different.
Kissing
that's
you.
Different.
I'm not.
Well,
I don't want to tongue kiss you.
You said if she give you head, you ain't kissing her. So you never got the foreplay head. Shorty gave you the foreplay head. Y'all start fucking and y'all start kissing in the middle. She riding you and kiss you. You gonna say no?
That's a lie.
Explain.
What you mean explain? And I'm gonna kiss you and I'm gonna kiss your forehead.
And you
the same
eat shorty box.
Right after. And put you to sleep.
Right? If you eat shorty box on the foreplay tip, just foreplay, before you start fucking, mm-hmm. and you go to kiss her. When y'all fucking and she say no, what you gonna do?
I ain't eating that.
Jim, shut the hell up.
I ain't say everybody. I said the one you do eat.
Shut the hell up.
Nah, she gotta kiss me.
So okay. What the fuck is the difference?
But if you giving me head and I know I'm nothing in your mouth and I know it went in your mouth, I'm not kissing.
I don't
want
to foreplay head.
Different. Foreplay head does not mean you're busting in the mouth.
You ain't busting on the foreplay head.
Because you're getting ready for sex.
Yeah, you're right. I kiss her.
Yeah.
Are you fronting? Get.
I was thinking about, because I got this. Or whatever. But yeah.
No, go on.
No, that's cool. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
This guy's crazy.
I get it.
You still haven't explained how a side piece cheats.
If I got a girl.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, if I have a girlfriend.
You believe this?
Listen. If I got a girlfriend. I got a girlfriend. You know I got a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And I start fucking with you and you accept the fact that I have a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And you tell me I'm not fucking with no other niggas. I'm gonna play my position. Hopefully me and you could. I can move into the space. And I hear that you're fucking other niggas while you're waiting to be moved into this space and you've cheated.
Wait, so she signs up.
I'm gonna go pee because I don't want to be with this. It's like, I'm playing.
So wait, she's signing up to be like, hey, I'm waiting to be next on the roster and be
all
bumped up in position?
All girls are waiting to be next if you know a nigga got a man.
Not necessarily.
How not? You don't want to be in the side chick space forever.
That's not true.
But eventually... When this wears out, I'm going to move on.
Because if that's the case, all side niggas is waiting to be the A1 nigga.
And we know that's not true. We know that's not true.
Depends.
Some niggas treat their side chick better than they treat their man.
For sure.
Do they really?
Yeah. For sure.
How so?
Yo, listen. You could have a better relationship with your side chick than you got with your main girl.
For sure.
How?
You've been with your main girl for 50 years.
Sometimes main chick is boring. Side chick going to do everything main chick ain't doing.
Side dudes be having a chick more in check than her main dude.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say your dude that you was with. You got with your dude when you was young.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool. You friends with Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
Keisha telling you that this nigga be rocking her world. Girl, he had me doing this. He had me doing that. He had me doing this. That shit was amazing. I came hard as hell. I was shaking and I was squirting. And I was doing all
this. Me and my friends don't have these conversations. Because what's mine is mine.
You're just an X-Man. Anyway, right?
Nah, it is true. So they could steal my dick? Like,
cool. Right? So now, you can't take that home to your dude because you know your dude ain't built for that. Oh, you out there fucking these niggas. You want me to do all this? Niggas be goofy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guess who gonna pull your hair, spit in your mouth, and do all that nasty shit that you want?
Side nigga.
Side nigga Chuck.
No, listen, I will have to say I was very fortunate. I was in a relationship and we have great sex. Cool. So I can't.
All right. Let's.
It's but, a, might be one of them.
It's a hypothetical, Aki. What am. I'm telling you is girls have been with they dude since they was 19, 18, 17.
Yes.
Girls have said that I know, like, yo, fam, I didn't even know sex could feel like that. They've been a nigga 15 years and start fucking with a new nigga, and that new nigga made them feel like this nigga never made them feel in 15 years.
Oh, man.
So, the side nigga that you bumped into that did the Dexter St. Jock on your ass.
The what?
That's an Eddie Murphy reference.
Yeah, it's Eddie Murphy in the leather suit.
Yeah, of course. That's Delirious? Right. Yeah,
Dexter
but...
Dexter St. Jock.
Throw it over the shoulder.
Oh!
The beautiful girl like you doing like that in the lawn. So, yo, but anyway, fam, so and not just that, your dude might be closed-minded. You grew.
That's true.
When you
That's
was
20 true.
Years old, you That's thought true. Like this. He still think like that. So the nigga at your job, cool as shit. Y'all started off cool. You wasn't thinking about fucking him. That nigga coming in showing you he's well-traveled. Look, I was hang gliding off a mountain and creep. You're like, oh, that's nice. Oh, I was swimming with the whales over there and... You're like, oh, that's nice. You can't get this nigga to go to Dorney Park.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
Look, that's cool. True. Now, the same nigga. Yo, damn, you smell good. What's that? Oh, I bought this new fragrance bottle. This nigga coming in.
By burrito.
He doing his thing. Your man is just corny as hell and play video games all day.
No, I can see how that is.
So what I'm telling you is this nigga, you've grown. He has not.
That happens.
So
yes.
When you start fucking this new nigga, you didn't intend to start fucking him. When you start fucking this new dude, he's doing some shit to you. You feel closer to this new dude than the nigga you knew 15 years. Yo, you can ask this nigga how to invest your money. You can't ask this nigga shit.
Yeah, that's true.
This nigga owned 14 houses. Niggas nigga renting. I was a kid buying houses. I was in my 20s buying houses. Mm-hmm. And the 40-year-old bitches was turned on wet as fucking Niagara Falls because they man that they was with didn't remotely have no intentions on buying no houses. I was 29 and 30 years old and had multiple. And, you know, they stopped buying me like, you tile on the floor. They like,
whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you really doing the work yourself? Yeah. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
Like, absolutely.
Another nigga could make you feel way more close to them than your main.
Damn, I gotta stop writing.
No, let me tell you something. I'm not gonna lie. If a man tell me he's in Home Depot, it's a turn on. I'm not gonna lie. Lowe's.
I'm paying $3,200 a month for a one bedroom. Mm-hmm. I don't own nothing. I gotta figure this out.
Not an edge of cheat code, though.
Yeah.
Certain apartments is cheat codes. Like, don't get it fucked up, nigga. I lived over there for a long time.
Thinking about Jersey, it will kick you out. You miss a month.
No, I've lived over there for a very long time.
I love it.
They take their shoes off early. So when they come in the door.
Yeah.
That's your view? Just get comfy. They get comfy. So
stupid.
I'm lying?
No, you're not lying.
I live in Portland, so I don't know.
Same shit?
Sorry, it's up the block.
Yeah, like, yo, dog, it's easy for somebody to get closer to you than somebody you might have known a long time.
That's true. You know, I understand that.
Nigga don't got no money. He can't keep the relationship fresh.
So you think you need money to keep it fresh?
No.
No.
Because you could be creative.
Absolutely.
To keep it fresh. But I think that you do need to keep your relationship fresh because there are periods of time where you might potentially fall out of love or y'all could have a distance.
Absolutely.
Yo, you're coming home every Tuesday. We got meatloaf on Monday, turkey chops on Tuesday, pork chop on Wednesday, this on Thursday.
No, it gets redundant.
It start getting
easily.
Right.
I ain't fucking with
easily.
Pork
me either. I'm just saying, but I'm just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
there's more of them.
When you go away,
okay.
And you start, that's why I like travel. When you start traveling, y'all going to see new shit, it makes the relationship, y'all come home in love.
Just new experiences.
You bust her ass off the balcony, overlooking this moonlight waves and all that shit. Nigga, you come home like, da 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 da.
Just new experiences, period. We'll say new experiences.
Yeah.
I still want to learn where he got the trust from, though. Because once you hurt, yeah, I've been hurt like 3 times. It's been hard to get the trust back with anybody.
Hmm.
It's rough.
Oh, so that's what made you who you are today.
You hurt me?
I ain't been.
You ain't been hurt?
No, I have.
Yes, he has. He's spoken about it on the pod.
I've been fucked up. Couple times. You know what happened? The first time, it was new. I felt like a nigga shot me.
Yeah, you gotta cry in the shower.
Like, shower? Then I'm going to the bathroom at work like... Yo, the other cry.
Yo, that work cry, it's different. Because I've been there too.
The men, yo, I've had niggas call my phone 3 a.m. Yo, dog, you gotta talk to me. Yo, I'm going crazy. Like, yo, niggas go through it. Girls don't know niggas go through it.
I want one of those.
Niggas go through it. You might not never know he went through it. Niggas go through it. Niggas be fucked up out here. Niggas like, yo, I'm cutting new holes in my belt. Yo, I'm losing weight.
But you guys don't allow
unalive themselves over heartbreak.
I kind of listen, and I've had a loved one do the same, but you know, I mean, no, that heartbreak. Listen, you talking to someone? Listen, 15 years of my life, like, trauma I had to go through getting over that relationship? I was supposed to get married and everything. Like, it's, I understand.
Yo, you go anywhere you go.
I understand.
You ride by White Castles. Yo, she loves chicken rings.
No, listen. Yo.
Fish niblets.
If I gotta go to Newark and East Orange and shit like that area, I'd be like,
yo, don't say what? Newark.
First of all, I'm from
New
York.
Yo, you been to Topps Diner in Jersey?
Their lobster mac is immaculate. Immaculate.
You're so greedy, dog.
I am. Their lobster mac, even their corned beef hash.
I love Topps.
I love Tom. Yo, you can get a breakfast sandwich and a fucking whiskey sour. Easy. I love that spot.
They don't. But no, I've been fucked up, yo. Like, really
fucked up, though.
Look, he's a Capricorn, so he'd be emotional.
What's that, January?
No, I'm not.
January. Capricorns are crazy emotional. You're bugging. Wow. You're very similar to Taurus. You're emotional gangsters. Yes, you are.
I'm gonna fight you over this.
Yes, you are. Capricorns are like that. My niece is like that.
I gotta get his level.
I'm a logical, rational dude, y'all. Confident. I just think that if I get an opportunity to think about it, I'm a 9 times out of 10 take them. When you're in love, it ain't no logic. So if you're in love, it ain't no logic. It ain't no game book. It ain't none of that. You looking at yourself in the mirror like, what the fuck are you doing, my nigga? You know you're doing some dumb shit. You can't stop it. It's nothing you can do. So when a nigga be coming to me with a relationship shit, I'll be like, yo, you in love? They be like, yeah, yo. I'll be like, I ain't got no advice for you. Because it's nothing I could tell you that's going to sound. It could sound like motherfucking grade A prime smart shit. You're going to still go left because you're in
100%.
Love. There's nothing I could tell you, my nigga.
Matter of fact, wait, that brings me to this conversation. And I agree with Mel on this one. You said you would tell your mans if his girl was cheating, but you wouldn't tell your female friend if her man is cheating. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
I agree.
It's a couple things. Y'all don't understand how men grow up and how men are raised.
Time out. If you see someone I'm dealing with cheating, you better tell
I'm
me.
Not telling you a
fucking why? Why? Why I agree is because 9 times out of 10 you might go back to that nigga.
That's just one of the pieces.
So what's the other pieces?
It's a few pieces. I know from a male's brain, mm-hmm. right? Because I've cheated in my past, that you could be fucking with a chick, and she's just a fuck. Mm-hmm. She ain't remotely got a shot to be your girl.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that.
Okay.
So if I see your man, nigga, the girl I mentioned that was my close friend from 7th grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her husband used to come up to me in the club and be like, y'all wasn't here. I'd be like, all right. Hey, I ain't never seen him with no chicks or nothing. He'd be like, y'all wasn't here. I'd be like, all right. He did again. Y'all wasn't here. I'm like, all right. I'm like, yo, my nigga.
Stop telling me that.
Yeah. Yo, fam. Listen to this. You take care of your family on the highest of levels. You take care of your children on the highest of levels. You do everything that you need to do that I know of as a man, I don't give a fuck if you in a club and you supposed to be somewhere else. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Nigga, you ain't beating her up. You pay all the bills. Your kids is fed and go to the best schools in the state. Nigga, you doing your... Y'all live in the burbs. You doing your... And not just a financial thing, but you doing everything that from... Again, from what she told me, mm-hmm. you handling all your bases, my nigga. I don't give a fuck if you in this club. That shit don't... I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Now, same thing. If he just fucking something... That's his business.
First of all, my eye twitched when you said that. My shit was like...
I'm telling you, because I could think in the mind of a man, like, dog, he fucking Shorty. Shorty might not even know that nigga's real name.
Okay, so why is it different for...
She might call that nigga Tariq. Nigga named Keith.
Okay. Yo, what is it with you with this name, Keith?
I don't know. Just Sean, but it don't matter. But you get what I'm saying? Like, yo, Shorty might not even know this man's name. Mm-hmm. So I'm not, and I'm a man. Like, it's just certain shit as men, you're a man first.
Okay.
And go to how people don't understand how niggas in the hood don't snitch. To them, it don't make no logical, rational sense.
But why is the loyalty towards the man and not your female friend?
The loyalty
friend?
Is to me.
But why wouldn't you tell
I'm
your female
friend? I'm a man
friend?
And I was raised. A lot of these niggas
So it's boy call?
I was raised.
Okay.
Old niggas raised me and showed me do's and don'ts and what to do and what not to do. A lot of these niggas just figured it out.
Okay, but if
well, not figured it out.
But if you have a female friend and like that's your real like for, like
I'm
me
telling so- Bianca, if you get a man, and I see Rakim in Say Less with something, you will never know I seen that nigga
but why?
Unless he told you.
But why?
Because I'm telling you, that's how.
Because if he tell you, and you go back and tell Raheem, now he got a beef with Raheem, and you still gonna be fucking Raheem. He
Raheem might not even be mad at me. I'm telling you based on me.
But why? What is the logic behind that?
I just gave you one piece of it.
But why?
You're not gonna understand it, so we're gonna just keep going.
But I still wanna know.
Are you leaving if he tell you?
I don't know. It depends on how deep I'm in it.
That's why.
You're not leaving.
That's not true. That's not true. If I'm only dealing with this dude for 3 months.
This is a true story.
First of all, Say Less is my spot.
First of all, if it's
specifically,
3 months.
So you going to my spot where I know people with another bitch might leave you alone.
3 months? He still got bitches. What you talking about? You 3 months old, nigga. I got bitches.
Well, you're not going to where that's my spot.
He ain't cut off his other bitches.
Yeah. 3 months? You ain't even out of probation.
Wait a minute. How long does it take? Wait. See, this roster shit, I don't like that. So how long does it take?
Not 3 months.
How long does it take?
3 months, you might just start being able to spend a night in my house. Or with a.
All right. So how long does it take?
It depends on how the nigga feel. Okay, some niggas is happy-go-lucky. I know niggas move them in a week. I'm saying for me, it might take you 9 months. It depends, but... 3 months, I still got bitches.
All right. If I'm dealing with this dude...
I was fly before I met you. Mm.
You know what it is? You know, okay, so here's my thing. It depends on the level of disrespect. If you're going to a restaurant that I frequent, like a Say Less, with a bitch, that's grounds of termination. That's my spot. Go somewhere else.
Let me ask you this. What if he was going to Say Less before you?
Then we might have a conversation. But if you haven't, which... 9 times out of 10, especially that's a new establishment. And he used to be a client. Like, I have history there. So that's a different situation. Like, no. No.
Let's get past Say Less. What I'm telling you is...
And you going out with bitch? Like, nah. You better... Listen, if you're trying to play yourself, you better do that shit in the corner.
Yo, dog. I tell all of my female friends... Again, I'm telling you, I got a girl that is like my blood sister that I would go to jail for. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling... Yo, dog, you disrupting somebody's household, potentially, that's not going to leave. And now all you doing is creating drama in a...
But you're not disrupting a male's household by telling him his girl's dealing with someone else or cheating on him? It's the same shit.
No, it's different.
How is it different?
They're
How is it different?
We talking, they're not gonna understand it.
So automatically a man is gonna leave a female
no.
if he's invested?
But you're putting them in a bad space.
No. But listen,
no.
I'm gonna tell you, leave.
But if he's not gonna leave, it's the same situation. Yes. Rubbing tucks, cheating. If it's another female touching your organ besides me, and I mean brain or penis, that's cheating. stop.
I believe you. Stop. Catch feelings, stop. You was cheating.
Stop. No. Feelings or no feelings. Stop.
So if your nigga gave a prostitute $200 for some head, he cheated on you? You leaving him for that?
Boy, if you... Now, listen.
He ain't fuck Keisha from around
stop.
The block.
You leaving stop. Him for that? I can't say it depends on the situation. How long have I been with him? Do we have business together? Like, I think, listen, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm leaving.
Business? It depends.
Yeah.
What's that have to do
with it? Absolutely. If you have built an empire with someone and they do something, it's not that easy to walk away from that. And I'm, and I, and
so
listen.
So you're letting the financials keep you together?
It can get messy. It can get messy. And listen, I'm being realistic.
All I gotta do is get you up there, and then I can do whatever I want to do.
It's not about you getting
get
me
a house
up
with
there.
You. Get a house with you.
It's not about that. It's because I'm never looking for a level up, right? Like if we up there, it's because it's 50-50.
You I said just, we I'm, built an empire. It's never 50-50.
Let's
50-50. What you mean?
It's 50-50. Whether it's me doing certain things on the home front and you doing something on the this, it is 50.
I'm
it can be
50-50. Like we splitting the bill.
It ain't 50-50.
I've been my other relationship, yeah, I was 50-50. Whether it would be you pay for certain things and I pay for this, like, it's a team effort. I'm not saying 50-50, like, cut and dry. Gotcha. I'm saying we're a team.
50-50, like, if I'm fucked up, you gonna hold it down until I get back?
Yes,
on?
I've done that plenty of times in my own relationship. So I could talk
what
my
if
shit.
If I take too long to get it back.
I could talk my shit, yes. There has been years that I held both of us down. I could talk whatever shit I want. I've been there.
What constitutes overlooking the cheat?
How long we've been together?
10 years.
Yeah, listen, my ex cheated on me, and I found out at 10 years, and I stood. Yes, I did.
You stayed with him.
I did. I did. I'm not gonna sit here in front like I did because it's 10 years, and my mentality was, I done built this man up, right? Like, do you know what it takes? Like, no, trust me.
I don't like where you're going with this
thing. No. The point is like, listen, I invested. And I'm not going to say he didn't invest in me. Like, I'm not going to shit on...
So after 8 years, I could just go fuck it?
No. Because even if I forgive you, there's going to be consequences. There is going to be consequences. And at the end of the day...
I'm asking you, after a certain amount of time and a certain amount of vested interest, a nigga has carte blanche to go fuck.
But I know. I'm saying I can't say that I would immediately leave. I'm trying to be realistic here.
Me too.
I'm not saying I'm going to stay, but I'm not going to say I'm going to go. It depends on the situation. How much do I love you? How much have we invested? What business do we have together?
I don't like the business.
Yeah, I think...
The business part is throwing me off.
No, the business part is... Because if I'm going to... Me personally, at who I am, if I last with someone a long time, it's because somehow, some way, you're investing in me and I'm investing in you. And it doesn't mean monetary. It doesn't mean monetary. It could be me coming home, talking to you about my career,
you
and you're giving
business.
Me ideas.
You use the word business.
Yeah, because I can come home and I'm talking to you about my world, and you could be like, you know what, B, you should do X, Y, and Z, or you should have this person on your podcast. That counts.
So if a nigga cheated on you, can the businesses keep y'all together?
I think it can. But it can. It can. It depends. You don't. I think you're not being realistic. I think that if you are investing in each other, you give him ideas, he gives you ideas, and y'all are building something.
A lot of motherfuckers got ideas, man. I go pay a nigga for some ideas.
If I'm
done with you,
you can say that. But at the end of the day, let me tell you something. What I miss most out of being in a relationship is coming home and being able to tell someone about my day.
I agree.
And then give me feedback.
That has nothing to do with the business.
It doesn't, but it does. Because it's like, you know what? We could shoot the shit on some casual shit, and you may spark an idea. And it could be a great idea.
Yo, dog, it's a lot of sparks out here. Matches, they got a lot of matches.
I don't...
The hell yeah.
That's not true. And I'm talking from being in a long-term relationship, and I've been single for 5 years. That's not true.
I don't think business should true. Come up in any relationship.
I'm not saying it could be the... It should
said
be the...
They shouldn't come up.
I'm not saying that's the end all be all. I'm saying that's one of the factors. No, that's not the end all be all. I'm just saying if you guys have a good bond, you've been together a long time, and y'all can build together as a team, that's hard to find.
But none of that has nothing to do with the business.
But it is business because whether it's casual or not, listen, I could even my friends, we could have a powwow, and I can get an idea just shooting the shit at dinner. That's business. And you didn't even mean to do it.
Which means that those business powwows and those business sparks.
It could be a friend.
Be a dime a dozen. I don't got to stay in a relationship with a chick that I don't trust and I don't love no more because of a business.
Just because you don't trust doesn't mean you don't love no more. I think you didn't.
Yeah, hell fucking yeah, if I don't trust.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. You cannot trust someone and still love them.
You're right, but the love is running away.
The love is
in. Wait, it might not get kicked out the hotel yet, but it's on the third floor going downstairs.
Wait, that's my point. I trust you.
You can love someone and not trust someone. Yes, you can. But.
1,000%.
I can have love for you.
No, you can love someone and not trust
somebody in your family. Get high.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
You love them.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna leave them in the room with your money.
No.
You love them, but you don't trust them.
This kid is good.
It's valid.
Yo, you stupid.
It's valid.
Yo.
My stupid, point yo. Is no. If there is love there, then that goes hand in hand. Now we can have business. If I don't love you, that's different. But if I love you, we have a business. That counts. That counts.
So you staying with him because of the business? That's what I'm asking.
Yes.
No.
You are
no.
saying it's
no,
a
no, 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 no.
You
if I
contemplate
no.
staying with him because of the business, which means if a nigga
but
got
if
enough
I
bread,
still, it, no, no,
he can do what he want to do.
That's not true. But that no. I was talking and I said this and that. Y'all cut me off once I said business. The love has to be there. If the love is not there, listen. I had a lot at stake in my old relationship, and I stood until I could not anymore. Because now you betrayed me to the point where now my love is running low. So now it's time for me.
So the love is not there, but the business is booming.
Now I'm out because I've reinvested myself.
The business is super lucrative.
I've had five lives.
You just
contradicted
yourself.
No, I'm not.
You did.
No,
I
didn't.
You said, yo, sparks is easy to find. Ideas is easy to find.
It's not easy to find.
You said they not.
They not.
So you just said I've reinvented myself mad times. So what
has nothing to do with spark or relationship. I've reinvented myself to the point where I don't need anyone. I don't need to stay with anyone in order to keep myself afloat.
Do you need a man?
No. I've been by myself for 5 years. What y'all talking about? I could talk that shit. And I've been in a relationship and I held him down.
When you say by yourself, what you talking about?
I've been single for 5 years.
That don't mean you don't need no man.
See, I don't
that's
need...
one of the things that women are adapting and adopting that I think are horrible.
No, listen, now here's the difference. Here's the difference. I'm not saying there isn't a value to having a man. I'm not saying that. Listen, I prefer to have a man that I can be like, hey, listen, I don't have central AC. I need the air conditioner. I can't put that up. I need a man to do that. I'm not scared to say that. I can't change a tire. I need a man to do that. I'm not going to say that. But I have lasted 5 years without being in a relationship. And I've done things and I figured it out.
Are you happy?
That's all
are
I'm
you
saying.
Happy? Are you happy?
Are you fulfilled?
Right.
Fuck happy. Are you fulfilled?
In this moment, yes. In this moment, yes. Because I have went through those motions.
Right now, you still need a man. So
that's literally what I said. But that doesn't mean I'm not fulfilled. That doesn't mean I'm not fulfilled.
Nah, you're not fulfilled if you don't have a man.
That's not true. That's not true. That's bullshit. That is
business.
No, I don't.
Let me ask you a question.
I really don't.
Let me ask you a question.
Really?
I don't.
Keep it a buck?
Would I like it? Yeah, listen, there's a difference. Would I like it? Yes. I'm not going to say I wouldn't prefer it.
Can I ask you a question?
But I'm not going to die without it.
Nobody said you are.
But why are you depriving
yourself?
You
don't
got
to go from one extreme to the next.
No, I'm not saying I'm depriving myself.
Let me ask you a question. Have you gone through financial problems in the last 3, 4, 5 years?
I have.
Okay, cool.
I'm going through them right now.
So listen, when you are in a relationship where y'all both got each other's back,
mm-hmm.
and it's unequivocal that you're going to come home and I don't give a fuck what's going on, this person got your back,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a level of fulfillment in that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Where, I'm fucked up. And I know it ain't a motherfucker on the planet that might got my back. She got it.
Yeah, that's fulfilled. Yeah.
Financial,
but that's
right?
not my life. Fulfillment in my whole life. It's a fulfillment in a certain sector.
What? Cool. Stop.
And there's value to that. I'm not going to knock it.
Finish, right?
Okay.
If you don't have that,
mm-hmm.
then you can't say I'm fulfilled. Fulfilled means 100% of things you got. So if you got 20% missing, you can't say I'm fulfilled at 80%.
You can be fulfilled and not have a relationship. I think
that's... say you can't.
You're literally saying that right now.
I asked you, is those things something that you want? Everybody don't want this.
It's value to it. There's value to it.
I pick something.
There's value to it.
Like some motherfuckers, if they need to come 4 times a week and they not coming 4 times a week, They not fulfilled. It's a personal
thing. I'm going to tell you why I'm fulfilled. Because for the first time in my life, I have peace. Straight up.
Dude, that comes that deals with the men that you're picking.
That comes with me.
You're not fulfilling your capacity.
No.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm fulfilled because I'm at peace. At the end of the day, I'm not worried about anyone cheating on me. I don't give a fuck where a man is at. Let me finish. Yeah. Let me finish. I'm comfortable being in my own presence by myself. I find ways to make myself happy, and it's the smallest things. It could be a good glass of wine and a good candle and SVU. Like, I've found ways.
I don't like it.
That is settling.
Happiness is fulfillment.
It's like saying, yo, look,
it's not settling, Ish. That's bullshit. No, because we had this conversation. Yeah, you wish you were in a relationship. I've been in a relationship.
Fuck the relationship.
15 years. I know what that is.
I got he a did Honda. Bad then. Look, then he did bad.
I got a Honda Accord with no AC. Right?
That's equivalent because I can still breathe.
I know.
What are you talking about?
What?
Oh, sorry.
What's your Tito's? I got a Honda Accord and no AC, right? I'm getting from A to B. Some niggas at the bus stop. So I'm doing better than them. When I get there, my back's sweating, right? I'm content, but I'm not fulfilled. Because fulfillment would be me having AC in a car that don't rattle. I'm driving it, and I'm good when I get to wherever I'm going. So I'm content with the Honda, because I know some motherfuckers getting cheated on. Some motherfuckers at the bus stop with two kids that I'm doing better than them. Mm-hmm. But I'm not fulfilled. Be the fuck clear. I'm accepting what I got, and I'm thankful to God for what I got.
I don't
feel
that
but
way.
But I'm not fulfilled.
I don't.
Because you being fulfilled with
I
me.
I don't feel that way.
When you see these niggas on the gram going to Bali with their man, fuck the man. We're going to take the relationship piece out of it. When you see people doing things that you might be longing to do or wanting to do, in a vast abundance, if you was really being fulfilled, then to me, this is my opinion. Like, yo, dog, if somebody asked me, am I fulfilled right now? No, I'm not fulfilled. I have some things in my life that I'm thankful to God for, but fulfillment? No, I'm not fulfilled.
But fulfillment doesn't rely in a relationship,
though. I took the relationship piece out.
Okay, so then how are you telling me because I'm not in a relationship, I'm not fulfilled? That's crazy. But you were just, y'all were just saying that.
I said life.
But are you fulfilled?
75%.
That's not fulfilled.
But I'm almost there, and it has nothing to do with a relationship. Like, there's certain things within me that I want to accomplish. Like, obviously, my career has been very important to me my whole life since a little girl. Like, you know, there's certain heights that I want to reach, and I feel like I'm on the way. Salud. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I think fulfillment is different for each and every person. What is fulfillment for you isn't fulfillment for me, and
true.
Vice versa.
No, I said that.
Yeah.
I said that. So that's why I took
But y'all would say, you're not fulfilled. You're not in a relationship. And don't get me wrong. I think, listen, relationship, do I aim to be in a relationship again? Yes. I think relationships are great to be in, as long as it's the right person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not knocking it.
Whoever the next guy is, you're going to put him through it.
No, I think the next guy is going to get the best version of me. I've worked on myself, and I've healed through a lot of stuff. Listen,
I see it.
No, absolutely. Listen, no, like, I don't argue. I like to have conversations. No,
but it's like built up. I see it. Like,
no, I went through that already, to be honest with you.
You fucked up. You just like me.
Yeah, I don't think I'm just like you at
all. Maybe not, like, but you fucked up. Like, you be fucked up.
No, I've been through a lot, but.
Yeah, I see it.
But, like, my communication skills, like, I don't know, I've worked through it. It's been 5 years and I worked through it, and I feel like whoever gets me now is the best version of myself.
You gonna let them have it, though.
No, I'm not.
They're going to get it fulfilled.
They're going to get it.
They're going to get the fulfilled 75%. Me. And it's going to be... No, they are. And let me tell you something. It's going to be dope. I'm telling you.
They're going to get the 69%.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Whoever get me right now, and I got my wisdom teeth removed, like, shit.
Oh, you crazy. What the fuck?
Y'all want to talk nasty?
Nobody said nothing about nastiness. That's you,
no,
Tito's.
Nobody
said nothing.
Oh, nobody
about
got
those.
Nothing to say. No, y'all was all. We quiet now. Yeah, like I said, the best version of myself.
This nigga talking about
like I said, the best version of. No, seriously though, like I've learned how to communicate better. Like, listen, when I was younger, like I was a hothead.
It's like a therapy session.
Super hothead. But I've learned to like. Hey, you know, because look, we've been friends for a minute too.
Team killer.
Listen, I have. No, seriously, I've learned how to communicate better, be more understanding. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
I'm listening to you.
You stopped drinking how long? How long you haven't had a drink?
The last drink I took, my man passed away. I took a shot. That was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Before that, probably like another 3 or 4. Like drinking, like socially drinking, how long? It had to be like 10 years.
You don't do shit.
Since I've been socially drinking, yeah.
He's high on life. Going
to the club or some shit.
You go to the club.
Like, I'll go, again, if it's somebody wetting or something, I might sip something. But, like, being a drink.
Having a shot.
Yeah.
I don't be doing that.
Gotcha.
It's been like a decade. So. Something like that.
I like him.
I know you like him. Some shit like that. You guys should exchange information.
No, I don't come. I don't do shit I don't like.
You know what I mean?
On that note, we've been talking for like 3 hours. This is a good
Kendrick.
What about him?
Better rapper, Drake, better artist. We agreed.
Oh, I disagree.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think Kendrick says anything crazy.
No, he says some crazy shit.
Nah, he can rap. He can
on record, I'm not the biggest Kendrick guy. Y'all seen it
No, because we've been... No,
y'all
we
seen
talk,
it viral.
Let me tell you something. We talked and we're on the same page.
I don't... I like what he says, right? The music piece oftentimes don't get me. The shit he be saying is fly. Like, it's like, no, I don't like 444. The beats and the rhymes don't make a marriage. Mm. So for me, it's not good music.
Yeah, I get what you're
right?
saying.
Nori, it's good music. Some of the shit we... To
I hate that you keep saying it's good music.
Nah, bro.
Kanye is good music.
Kanye is great music.
N.O.R.E. was a great album.
Right?
What?
N.O.R.E. wasn't a bad album.
It was a great album.
It wasn't great. It wasn't
bad. Nah, it was a great album.
So N.R.E. is a great
Body
album.
Body in the Trunk with Nas? That that's shit is crazy. Stop
right.
it.
If N.R.E. is a great album, right? Then what's Illmatic?
Amazing.
All right, so let's level it out then. It's great. It's crazy.
It was great.
Good.
It was okay, a little more. It was like Grud.
It's all right.
Right? It's like... Great, but good, but not like Grud.
No.
It was Grud.
It was all right.
It was Grud. Cool. It was Grud.
All right.
Cool.
It was Grud. We're going to bring it up in a rap.
It was Grud.
Sure. Battle.
It depends on what it did for you at that time.
Nah, man.
I just hit the streets.
If you got seven niggas in here that's hip-hop connoisseurs, we not bringing
it. Let me tell you something. I was hitting the streets when that came out.
Oh, you too?
What? I was 15, working at Taco Bell. I was hitting the streets.
So Drake's winning in life and Kendrick won in the battle. Great. We agreed on that.
I agree on that.
I think they both won in life. Because arguably, I don't know these gentlemen, but somebody could say that Drake is not winning in life because he might be single and looking for a level of fulfillment.
Oh my God, here this motherfucker goes
they
again.
They both rich.
Stop.
Yes. My nigga, they both rich.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, Drake might got more money than dude, but that don't mean he winning more than them. Yo, my nigga, once you get to a certain level of money,
it don't
most things you can do.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you might can't go get a private jet. You might can't go get the yacht. But most things you can do. You can fly first class. You could go get a private jet flight. You might not own the private jet, but you could take a private jet flight. You could eat the best of food. You could stay at the best of places. Your kids got the best educations available to them. Once you get to a certain level, I think the playing fields, the next jump is different.
Wealthy.
Right? Like, I went to Saint Tropez in the summer. That money is something different.
Hold on a minute.
Move, get
out. Hold on, I'm gonna pop your collar a little bit.
No, I'm not doing that.
San Tropez is tough.
No, my nigga, that Monaco and that San Tropez money, that shit is different. So that's not, I got $10 million, right? That's not that. We think $10 million, you killing them out here, my nigga. You in the 1%.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you start stepping up them levels, the fractions. When I'm saying Drake and Kendrick, I'm sure both of these gentlemen are, you know what I'm saying? Like, they the pinnacle of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I just think that I won't say one is a better rapper than the other. The content is different, but how do niggas put the words together? Like, niggas don't never put Fab in their best rappers list.
Fab tough.
That shit tough. That boy be saying is special.
He tough.
Niggas can't wordplay and do some of that shit. Now, he might not be enlightening you and teaching you about Marcus Garvey or fucking Matthew Henson, North Pole. Or right. But, my nigga, the shit that that boy is saying is different how he put them words on that paper.
If you was Kendrick, do you bring Wayne out for Super Bowl? Or do you stay away from you? Don't worry.
If Wayne didn't make a public thing of it, I might have bought them out. Now I wouldn't bring them out because it turned into a thing.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So now I would not bring him out. Personally.
You feel like Hov is responsible for Kendrick getting the slot? Or you think it's...
I think it's a combination. I think, yo fam, nobody can deny the year that Kendrick Lamar has had in culture, in music, in the world. Like, yo, my nigga, he had a different type of year.
Not bigger than... You think he's bigger than... You feel like... I felt like Wayne should have got New Orleans.
Why?
Because he was from there and he really wanted it.
What, that's not how the Super Bowl works.
And then when it was in L.A., they gave it to all the L.A.
One, name another one. It was only two, I think. I think maybe the Minnesota one was Prince. I think. Prince. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think.
That was Prince.
I'm not sure. In the L.A. one. My nigga, we on like Super Bowl 40-something, 50.
I think Wayne will never get another shot at it being in New Orleans.
It don't got to be in New Orleans. Nigga, if the Super Bowl is in Denver and you get the opportunity to perform, it's an honor. If you Lil Wayne and the Super Bowl is in fucking Minnesota or the Super Bowl is in Seattle or the Super Bowl is wherever, it's an honor and a privilege to perform in front of the biggest crowd in the world, arguably. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? I think that Wayne hasn't been relevant like that in music lately. This right. Nigga Kendrick had a different type of year, B. And anybody that you watch the pod, they know I ain't the biggest Kendrick Lamar fan. But some shit, my nigga, you can't turn a blind eye to some shit.
This Drake shit helped him.
Bro.
It helped him.
You, David beat Goliath.
Yeah, he
and I'm not calling him David because he not David.
He unloaded, though. He calculated the fuck.
Bro, he did everything he was supposed to do. The nigga had number one songs on the charts all year long. Yeah. 4 and 5 songs on the top 10 for a nice portion of the year. Like, yo, that's not to be overlooked because somebody at somebody else's hometown.
I fuck with the boy.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't look at it like that, my nigga. That's like saying, wherever Taylor Swift from. I don't know where she from. But wherever the fuck she from, when the Super Bowl rolled through her town, she supposed to be there? She gotta be there? It's not a given.
I would look at Wayne different if he did come out for Kendrick.
I would think if I'm, because you asked me about Kendrick. Yeah. If I was Kendrick and Wayne said nothing. Let's just say he was like, yo, my nigga, I salute you. Do your thing. I would have made it my business to incorporate him into that performance.
He can't.
Now that he said it and the media got it and it been a hoopla and a fuss, now it look like I'm pacifying y'all. Now I'm not
That line of... the irony, my hard work let Lil Wayne down is nuts. Mm-hmm. I almost felt like it was like Drake, because Drake had a line when he said something about Wayne like that. Like, I hope that my success never alters our relationship. Nuts to say shit like that.
Drake said that 10, 15 years
ago. That shit was nuts. Nuts. Nuts.
I think that, I just think it's bad.
Stone Cold pause. I remember being on a bus with Drake. This is, what year are we in, 25?
Mm-hmm.
This is when Corey first signed. And he was telling Corey, like, yo, bro, like, stay away from the skateboarding. Don't just rap. Don't, like, you signed to this, to Young Money, but you really signed to Cash Money. Fuck all that skateboarding, nigga. Rap. Don't get caught in the little Chucky, little twist. No, don't get caught. Rap. And I said, damn, I respected him so much. For that information that he gave, but I like him more.
Wayne? Really? Oh, Drake?
Then Kendrick. I do.
He's Team Drake. I'm Team Drake.
I'm not Team Drake.
What? Yes, you are.
I'm not. Yo, what went viral in our show was I was talking from an objective standpoint and point of view, and I think that niggas wasn't giving Drake the fair shake.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I seen that.
And it goes back to what we was talking about earlier. Like, yo, my nigga, you've been at the top so long. The masses really want to see you fall. We see it going on with LeBron right now. Mm-hmm. LeBron ain't as popular. He probably had a low in popularity in the last 10 years right now. Nigga, you've been doing it too much.
Right.
Like, come on, dog.
Like, it's like hate.
It's hate.
Which is disgusting because he was there for, like, we spoke about this in earlier pods.
Call Drake the white boy now.
But they didn't have
the Jew now.
Yeah,
I see his interview now. He's the that now.
I see his interview where he broke down, like, yo, we didn't give him a fair shake on the lyrics for certain songs.
Mm-hmm. We ran right through it. It didn't matter what.
And I seen Flip it. I'm like, yeah, we did. He like, no, you didn't, nigga.
Yo, dog, it didn't break matter. It I think he just, in his arrogance, I think if he could take this all back, I don't even think he say nothing to that nigga for 6 months.
What did this start? Is it just from the three-headed monster?
No.
It's
been going on for a long time.
Now Controller,
go, now,
right?
Now go, no.
It goes
now
back
go
to
go back
that.
And listen to any of them Kendrick features. Go listen to them. But I heard I'm not big on their catalogs like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I just know the songs that I know. But they said Drake been shooting at Kendrick and Kendrick been shooting at Drake for a decade.
Yes.
For literally, they both been shooting at
each other. So what did Cole
Which
come
is
from?
Whack.
What is Cole
I think Cole's just a casualty.
Just a different level of rapper, and now he rose up to the ranks where you had to now identify him mm-hmm. as one of the three niggas that's moving the needle in rap. Mm-hmm.
You cannot hear from him for 5 years, and he drops something, and everyone's going crazy.
When Drake came out?
Drake came out, what was it, 2008?
Mm-hmm. 7 or 8, somewhere. Eight.
Seven, eight.
Damn, so was Marvin's Room?
Seven, low. No, Marvin's Room was like 2009.
Way before that.
2009, 2010.
It was out
Take
way
Care. That was Take Care. Take Care is amazing.
So you can argue that this boy has been one of the people keeping this culture on his back.
He has. So and the people that's attacking him, he put them on tour.
That's the part
and co-signed them.
I don't like that part. Like,
so now you have a problem?
Him. You cannot like them, right? You could not like him. You don't got like nothing that he stand for. You don't got think he a good rapper. You can't argue the fact that this boy has helped keep this culture on his back. He's also helped take this culture to another level in profitability, marketability, all of those things, right?
Right.
Now he the white boy.
And he wasn't on the white boy. He now wasn't the white boy when you were on tour.
Now he all of that
He
shit.
Wasn't the white so boy I, when he was on stage scheming. Like, come on, make it make
that's
sense.
That's the part I didn't like. I didn't like that part.
Yeah, I don't either.
I didn't like that part.
So what can he do now?
What could he do?
He have to bounce back.
We act like the kid.
I mean, I heard a freestyle that was dope.
He won't bounce back.
We act like the kid can't rap.
No, he can't.
They've been rapping for 20 years.
First of all, what makes me mad is that Family Matters, that was a great song, and now all of a sudden people are waking up. Like, come on.
The public is so fickle. Right now, Drake came out with 3 bangers. I'm talking about bangers. Like a
No Face, I love that song.
No, I'm talking
the
about
freestyle he just put out, I heard that was good. It was dope.
I'm talking about bangers. Like, One Dance. Like
Oh,
like,
One Dance. That's different. We talking about Controller and all that shit. Come on.
Changing the game.
Like, shit, you know, his joints that he got. If he comes out with 3 of them in a row, this fickle-ass crowd, Jay-Z said, yo, they break me down to build me up to break me down again. Like, yep. That's what the world does. Yes.
What happens after Kendrick performs? At Super Bowl.
I don't think Kendrick is going to perform whatchamacallit at the Super Bowl.
I don't think so either.
If he does, he does.
I don't think he will. I think it would be in bad taste to perform that song at the Super Bowl.
I agree.
This is big as a record.
It is, but
he call that
it'll be interesting.
Pedophile on Super Bowl.
Listen, that's the biggest record.
I'm going to turn the TV off.
He got songs. Me too. He got bangers. He got...
Does he?
What?
I think he might play the first, like... 15 seconds of it, and then go into something
else. With homeboy.
Oh,
Drake.
I didn't say he could. He got 13 minutes worth of hits. Super Bowl performance only 13 minutes. He got 13 minutes worth of hits. We gonna be all
Kendrick
right. He gonna play
13 minutes worth of
he might.
What?
He might.
Without bringing
swimming pools, yeah. Humble DNA.
He got songs. My thing is this. I think
the features he's done.
I think he might even. They not like us. They not like incorporated at the end or whatever. I don't think
15
he says,
seconds of it.
I don't
That's
think
it.
He says the words to this whole song.
Nope.
Words is crazy.
Nope. He's not going. It's going to be a little beat, yeah. A little verse, and that's it.
He might even modify that's the it. Verse.
Do they make up?
No. Never. Ever.
I don't think Drake got it in him. I think personally.
I don't think none of them got it because he's talking about his babies from someone else. Nigga.
Pause.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't necessarily think that, yeah, they care for each other.
Nah. They both went too far.
They went too far.
Pedophile, that baby's not yours, it's your manager's. Like, too far. It's too far.
Even the made up shit wasn't something was made up.
Nah, it's too far. It's too far. Yeah.
I don't know these niggas. But yeah. I just was talking about the objectivity. Like, I just like, I like rap.
That's
like
a good word, objectivity.
You know what I'm saying?
He's good. I'm happy you invited me to that. That was
yo, you shut up.
I knew you guys would hit it off.
Fuck a word, man. But objectivity?
No, I'm going to use the word. I just wanted it to be fit. Like, when What's the Name drop? I was on that shit. What's the song with Future in him?
I Like That. That's my shit.
Little Baby album.
That's my shit. I'm not going to lie.
Boom, 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 boom. That shit was dope.
I listened to that in the gym.
Euphoria. Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Then Euphoria dropped.
That's crazy.
And I was on that Euphoria.
I didn't really like Euphoria.
Did you put him on the Errol Holding?
I did not.
Did you put him on the Errol Holding
I will send you some Errol Holding.
Nigga.
First of all, I thought the cops were chasing me on the way to Trader Joe's. Nigga.
Nigga.
You a rapper?
Yeah. Yes, nigga.
The shit that he says is crazy.
Yes, nigga.
The shit that he says.
He's from Harlem. Nigga.
The shit that he
says. I'm going to send him to you. He's tough.
What he's saying, you be like,
he did a deal
what
with Nas. Got out of it. Did a deal with Roc Nation. He tough, bro.
I hate that I see Dame on TV, and now every Dame interview is just Jay-Z. Like, if I'm him, I wouldn't do that. Yo, dog, talk about what I got going
on. You seen the last one? On the
He got the green sweatsuit on?
Art of Dialogue?
I don't know. He got on the green sweatsuit?
He spoke well. He spoke the one he spoke about Kanye, and then... Yeah, it was a good one.
He got
one.
A green sweatsuit on?
Yeah, like a
I seen.
It was a green special.
I seen clips of it, but again, if I'm Dame, don't ask me no more Jay-Z questions.
That's the only way he can stay up. Right?
Other than you doing some fly shit.
Yeah, but what is
do
he?
More fly shit?
I want to know about the fly shit that he's doing. I hope
doing
so.
Fly shit,
he said the Rachel Roy shit. He said he made $100 million with that. All
right.
He might have.
He said he just.
He started businesses. He said, like, I believe that. I believe that Dame is an influential on Rachel Roy. I believe that. I heard. Rockaware was Dame's brainchild.
Yeah,
I
believe that too.
But
Brooklyn and Harlem never mixed. So I knew.
But to that point,
coming.
But look, to that point,
it's coming.
Why can't you create another clothing line if you did this one and it was successful?
Because he can't create another Jay-Z.
You could create another Rachel Roy. That's women's clothes. If you was influential in that, then go find another dope popping designer.
He's saying they was blocking him, like when he was time for him to get the money, like.
So listen to this. If you know that they blocking you, then you should now modify some... Yo, bro, life is a series of choices. So if I keep saying that, me cursing this cop out is keep getting me locked up, why the fuck would you keep cursing the cop out, bro?
Yeah.
Yo, officer, what can I help you with today? Have a good day, da 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 da. When they pull you over, stop cursing, my nigga. Try to go another way. It's a part of growth.
No, it's true. It's true.
If you argue with your... Yo, something wrong with me. Joel Osteen said,
"Hallelujah, amen."
He said, "Yo, him and his wife would be going somewhere, and his wife would be like, yo, I'll be ready in 10 minutes." He said, "In 10 minutes, I'll go to the car. It might take her 40 minutes to come outside." He said, "Yo, I would be furious. You said 10 minutes." And he said, "Yo, she kept doing it. She kept doing it." He said, "Every time he would get furious until he changed his mind state to say, yo, she say, I'm going to be ready in 10 minutes. He said, that's when I go start making a sandwich. That's when I go start doing this. That's when I go start doing that. Because I already know she not going to be ready in 10 minutes.
Late, yeah.
So it's either me change her, which is going to be hard to do, or me change myself. Because I'm the one getting mad.
That's a word.
So I'm going to change myself. So if you keep running into this rock and you're not getting the results that you want, nigga, try to go around the rock. Try to go above the rock or try to do something different. That's just a part of being business. In business, it's troubleshooting and trial and error. You try some shit that don't work. Try something different. So I think that Dame is dope. I think Dame is not... I hate the way we look at Dame.
I like
Yeah,
Dame.
I agree.
I hate
agree.
The way we look at Dame in the culture.
He has a legacy in its own. It's not appreciated.
I hate the way we look at Benzino in the culture.
Yeah,
I hate the
yeah,
way we look at
yeah.
certain niggas in the culture that were pivotal in the culture.
Right.
And we look at them now because of Love and Hip Hop or because of these vlogs and Vlad. And
yeah.
We look at these niggas like clowns and they not clowns.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know
what
I agree.
I'm saying? I hate the way we look at Dame and what Dame has become. Niggas cracking on him, his nigga teeth falling out and all that shit. I think that shit is fucked up that we look at Dame like that now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because without no Dame, a lot of shit don't happen. Without no Benzino, a lot of shit don't happen in hip hop.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So yeah. I don't like the way we look at them without giving them they just do. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
I think Dame boy shit, but.
No, he is. And shout out to Dame and Benzino for their contributions to the culture. I don't think people say that enough.
I don't like the way niggas look at them niggas like that.
Right. I agree.
Even Irv, like, niggas don't look at
Irv tough.
I didn't even know. First of all, I didn't know that Irv used to be Jay-Z's DJ. We had Rob Swift up here the other day.
I seen that.
He used to be Jay-Z's DJ. I had no idea.
I don't like the way we don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because of whatever mistakes niggas might have made or they didn't.
They're human.
Necessarily get to the... where Jay is.
Did you watch the full one with him with the green sweatshirt?
Nah, I didn't see the whole thing. I just seen the clip.
Watch it.
I watch it.
He talked.
Again, man. I like hearing Dame talk.
Dame was talking.
50, Irv. Like, these niggas got a level of intelligence that they pulled me right
It was
on
like
that.
2 hours. He started talking about, like, Aaliyah. He broke down. Like, nigga.
That was a lot.
Like, Jay was my man, but, you know, this nigga was fucking with my bitch, and she was only 15, and he went in. Like, yo, this is why I couldn't get with it. Like,
but I don't like that.
But that's very gossipy.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
You bigger than that.
He got to find some angle.
Stop talking about Jay. Like, you bigger than that.
He don't have nothing.
Dame got mad business. Allegedly. Or talk about an idea that you got.
Or.
Talk about something like, yo, stop talking about Jay-Z. Because to certain niggas, that look crazy. And it look anti what Dame stands for.
Or, you know what he needs to do? Get yourself a publicist so she can help you out. With those
he can't be helped. He gonna speak.
No, yes, he can. Yes, he can. You got to brainstorm with someone, and he has to be open to listen to someone too, because he's an intelligent guy. Like, there are certain things. Like, he's done a lot in his career. You have more than Jay-Z. So if you have the right person that's willing to build with you, brainstorm. There's other things you can pivot. But on that note, we are 3 hours in, so we have to peace out. Yeah, we are.
My pleasure.
Somebody is cocky.
I said it's been my pleasure.
Oh.
Where the fuck is the cockiness?
No, but can you come back, though? Because this is a good conversation.
Where's the cockiness?
He was like, my pleasure. You're welcome.
My pleasure is opposite of your welcome.
Okay.
Stop Tito-ing, man. Stop Tito-ing,
that's all we had.
Tito was a verb, no. Yo. Stop Tito-ing.
Stop reposado-ing.
Yeah. Whatever. But no, you have to come back. This was a really good dialogue.
Sure, I agree.
Will you come back?
Sure. Mm-hmm.